Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, here it is.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We are live here on November 3rd, 2025, high above downtown Billings, Montana. You're not going to want to miss this show or this week. We've got a special guest joining us here, Roger Blank, city commissioner candidate in Bozeman. Roger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on today.
You bet. So tell me what's going on with the city commissioner race.
Sure. So the city commissioner race, first of all, it's vital that everybody get their ballots in by tomorrow at 8 p.m. This is an all-mail-in election, so it's important that we all vote. And also this year, there's a change to the ballots where everybody has to include their year of birth, and there's been a high rejection rate because of that. So it's important that everybody vote. And my campaign is based on bringing fiscal responsibility, protecting public safety, delivering essential services, and responsible neighborhood development back to Bozeman. And right now we have a city commission that is just out of control. It is all controlled by very liberal people that don't have Bozeman's best interest in mind.
Well, I'm liking what I'm hearing from you. I know that these are nonpartisan races, but fair to say that you have more of a conservative outlook on spending other people's money, which is what tax dollars are?
Yes, and that's what our current city commission has forgotten, is that the city commission makes no income. The entire income that they have is from the Bozeman residents' tax dollars, and they don't spend them fiscally responsibly. And it's really a shame because it's not their money, it's our money, and we are entitled to how it is spent, and it's not being spent in our best interest right now.
Yeah, and that excessive spending, that comes directly out of people's pockets, either through higher property taxes or higher rents, because most landlords in the Gallatin County, as soon as the property taxes go up, guess what they do? They raise rents.
Yep. And that's the other thing, is the city commission doesn't understand that everything they do, when they spend our money and they spend it irresponsibly, those costs get passed along to the consumer. As you said, if they make housing more expensive, that's going to be passed along to the buyer or the renter, and they just don't get that. And I will also add that there are two positions that are open this on this ballot, and then myself and another candidate, Eli Ancelami, are the two conservative candidates that are running for the position. And we take fiscal responsibility and the preservation of our tax dollars very seriously because it's coming out of our pockets, and we recognize that.
Well said, Roger. 30 seconds left. Is it my understanding, at least here in Billings, I'm assuming it's the same there in Bozeman, is you're wanting people to hand deliver their ballots by today or tomorrow, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's too late to mail them in. They've got to be hand delivered. And there will be people down at the county courthouse that will be collecting the ballots. For people's votes, if they are concerned with fiscal responsibility, preserving and protecting public safety, concerned with delivery of essential services and responsible neighbor development, that they vote for myself, Roger Blank, and Eli Ancelami.
Well said. You've got my support, Roger. Thanks so much for joining us here on Montana Talks. We'll be right back.
And thank you for having me on.
Securing America.
Last week, President Trump ordered the Pentagon to begin testing our nuclear weapons. The U.S. ended nuclear testing in 1992, but the president said other nuclear powers are testing.
We have so many, and Russia has some. Russia's second, and China's third, and China will catch up within 4 or 5 years. I think de-escalation would be denuclearization would be a tremendous thing.
The only place for underground testing is in Nevada, and Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen says this is a bad idea, that she will oppose it, that it's not needed.
The Nevada National Security Site has safely conducted non-explosive experiments to certify the reliability, the safety, the effectiveness of our nuclear stockpile. What we are doing in Nevada is working.
Recently, Russia's president said they successfully tested a Poseidon nuclear-capable torpedo and a nuclear cruise missile. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Looking for the perfect stocking stuffer? Here's a great idea. Slip in a Travel Cafe gift card and give the gift of travel, sunshine, and unforgettable memories. Whether it's a weekend getaway or a dream vacation, Travel Cafe makes it easy to give something everyone will love. Stop racking your brain, making lists and checking them twice. Just visit Travel Cafe today, because travel fits every stocking. Travel Cafe, give the gift of travel.
Montana weather is tough. Protect your property with something tougher. Fortify Building Solutions provides premium steel buildings and metal roofing engineered for year-round strength and reliability. From barns and garages to forever homes, our structures are crafted to endure and designed to stand out. Call Fortify Building Solutions or visit fortifybuildingsolutions.com. Engineered tough, made for Montana.
I've worn the uniform. I have stood beneath our flag, and I have fought for what it stands for. I'm Megan Terry, and I serve in the U.S. Army. At Collins Flags, that feeling of pride goes into every single stitch, because they're made right here in the USA by folks just like me. This Veterans Day, show your love for the men and women who serve. Fly a Collins American or military flag with honor. Buy yours at collinsflags.com today. That's collinsflags.com. American made, proudly waved.
High Caliber Plumbing and Heating is your veteran-owned, family-owned, and fully licensed local plumbing expert, serving Montana with pride since 2005. Looking to cut utility costs? Take advantage of the Home Efficiency Rebate Program. Ask about Renai tankless water heaters. They heat water on demand, use less energy, and never run out of hot water. From simple repairs and full installs to new construction, High Caliber has over 30 years of experience bringing efficient solutions to every job. Visit HighCaliberPlumbing.com or call today.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint, not just today, but all week long. Super excited to do it. Hopefully we'll have phones working 100%. We're sort of doing it right now where you can call in, talk to the producer. He'll send me the message. We'll respond to it. If you got the app, which is the best way to listen to the show and send messages to me and Aaron, get into the Montana Talks app and send us messages. That's David Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LectureFan. You know, we had a lot of talk here throughout the entire morning about a lot of these local races that are happening all across Montana, certainly here in Billings. We just heard from Roger Blank and Bozeman. I know there's lots of other races going on there all across the state. Folks, please, you know, I don't know all of the good candidates and all of the city council positions all across the state. So now's your chance. Send us a message and tell us who you're supporting and why. We'll get that message out. We'll get the conversation going. But here we go, folks. I can't do my first show back on Montana Talks statewide without talking a little bit about global warming. You know, one of my favorite topics. And the big story here on the global warming scam and the latest on that is that now Bill Gates, one of the top global warming scam artists, Bill Gates is now rethinking the climate catastrophe. This is a piece by the Wall Street Journal editorial board. The billionaire is sounding like our longtime contributor, Bjorn Lomberg. And if you've listened to me talk about climate change at all on this show, you've heard me quote Bjorn Lomberg numerous times. Not only his articles, I've got some of his books. If you ever watch me online on my Twitch channel or on my YouTube channel, you'll see behind me a set of a bookshelf. And on that bookshelf, there's a number of Bjorn Lomberg books. But The Wall Street Journal editorial board has this huge piece because Bill Gates has now admitted we're not all going to die from global warming. It is not an emergency. It's not an existential threat. It's nothing that the Democrats and frankly, Bill Gates have been saying for all of this time. The Climate Conformity Caucus is breaking up at long last, and the latest evidence is a change of mind by none other than Bill Gates. The Microsoft billionaire turned liberal philanthropist now says the doomsday view about climate is wrong. And quote, it's diverting resources from the most effective things we should be doing to improve life in a warming world. Again, things that we've been talking about. And not only is it diverting resources from the most effective things we should do to be improving life in a warming world,
It's diverting resources from genuine environmental, genuine. I mean, I grew up when environmentalists, all they wanted to do was save the rainforest and prevent deforestation of the rainforest. And I can get on board with that, just like I want to save the forests here in Montana. They're not rainforests. They're not jungles, although one of my favorite things to do is to, you know, when you're out in the forest in Montana, you kind of look around, pretend like you're in the Amazon jungle if you've ever been there, and you kind of start to see some similarities there and get the same sort of sense of feeling. But setting that all aside, I'm all in favor of conservation and conserving our forests here and conserving the forest down there in the jungle. But the Democrats and the left forgot all about that when they started obsessing about your SUV and your truck and how you shouldn't be able to drive a truck anymore and you shouldn't be able to drive an SUV unless it's an electric vehicle that's even worse for the environment. It's never made any sense. But apparently they're still having these climate conventions. So Mr. Gates has been a leading promoter of the view that global warming is an quote-unquote existential threat that demands urgent political action. He even wrote a book in 2021 that has the not-so-nuanced title, How to Avoid a Climate Disaster. He says, we cannot keep the Earth livable. And again, Bill Gates is just sort of like the face of some of this stuff. I mean, Bill Gates was not the only one in 2021 saying that we're headed for a climate disaster, that the Earth is not even going to be livable. What that means is we're all going to die. I mean, I sort of rephrase this, these Democrats, I rephrase what they're saying is, they're basically saying we're all going to die. Well, they say, well, actually, the Earth is going to become not livable. It's the same thing, folks. Bill Gates even wrote that the effect on humans will, in all likelihood, be catastrophic. Now, they're apparently doing this climate conference in Brazil next month called COP30. And Mr. Gates has released an essay, and he says, I'm going to promise three tough truths about climate. The first of which is that rising temperatures will not be the end of civilization. And then the Wall Street Journal kind of laughed. Wait, how is that a hard truth? This is actually a hard truth to Democrats that global warming will not be the end of civilization. That's a hard truth. Hey, Democrats, it's really unfortunate. I'm so sorry. I'm really unfortunate. But global warming is not going to be the end of civilization. Sorry, guys. Oh, bummer. Oh, shoot. These Democrats wanted global warming to be the end of civilization because then that could have justified them using it to increase their own power. So that's the first hilarious thing is that Bill Gates really, his one tough truth for the Democrats is that global warming is not going to be the end of civilization. Such a hard truth to swallow, guys. It's tough to understand. You're going to have to, sorry, Democrats, but, you know, it's not going to be the end of civilization. The only people that this is a tough message for are the climate zealots who remain committed to the idea that rising temperatures are a totalizing emergency. They, of course, say this to intimidate politicians into giving them billions of dollars in green subsidies. Okay, what are Mr. Gates's two other tough... Again, folks, you can't have a David Noble fill-in show without talking global warming.
If you've been to another dental implant center, come see Dr. Larson before you make your final decision. You need to compare apples to apples. The high-tech materials they use and the fully digital process that they've developed are far superior to most other offices. The folks at Yellowstone Family Dental have one of the most advanced implant centers in the entire United States. I know. I personally toured their facility and met with their team. Come see why people travel from great distances for this world-class treatment. If you've been putting off this treatment, now is the time to take advantage of their special promo. A whopping $7,700 off a full set of implant-supported bridges. One price, one doctor, one location, even the IV sedation is included. The consultation and 3D scan are free. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com to see their process and hear testimonials from their satisfied patients. MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and an overstock deal you won't find anywhere else. My slippers, only $39.98, any color, any style. Regular $149.98, now only $39.98. That's $110 savings. Once they're gone for good. My towels are finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a 6-piece My Towel set. Regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first and only time ever, get their limited edition premium My Pillows made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset. Queens $17.98, kings only $19.98. Also for a limited time, when your order is over $100, you'll receive free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-944-9623 and use promo code FLINT47. Use your promo code for the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility, the other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be, kept good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey guys, big thanks to our friend David Noble for covering down on this Freedom Friday. Let me tell you real quickly here about a really cool product. This is a veteran-owned company, a Big Fork Montana Marine. I first met Lee back at the inauguration for President Trump. We had a whole great crew of Montanans that were back there for Trump's inauguration. And Lee said, hey, I want to send you a product that I created. I want you to try it out. I gave it a shot. And this is basically like a small energy drink. It's like a shot of power and pain relief all in one. It's called Power Plus Pain Aid. It's like an energy drink, but it's got vitamins. It's, instead of being loaded with chemicals, it's got vitamins in it. Here's the deal. Our friend Lee, a Marine Corps veteran, he's giving you 15% off your orders. Go to drinkpowerplus.com and use this code at checkout, Flint15, Flint15. Use that code at checkout. You'll get 15% off your orders at drinkpowerplus.com.
David Noble here, filling in for Aaron Flint. Got to have the obscene profit timeout. Got some messages here. Ken in Great Falls says, scientists say that this is a catastrophe. Extensive storms and droughts, unable to grow. What the scientists say matters, and they're still scared to death of climate change. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate the message. I would say that that is considered a logical fallacy. What you're using there is what we call an appeal to authority. That's literally one of the classic logical fallacies. So I appreciate the message, but there's not a whole lot of value in it just because it is a very well-known logical fallacy. Gary in Billings says, election in Virginia, Barack insane, Obama. They're trying to prop the Dems up to win the election. I'm not familiar with the elections, Gary. If you want to send us a little bit more details on that, I'd be curious. I have heard that there's elections, obviously, you know, all across the country, and everything's been so taken up with this New York City race and this the commie mom Donnie getting set for a victory there. I haven't seen much about the Virginia situation. Mary in Butte says, it's all so true. After Bill Gates destroyed all our resources and destroyed America's infrastructure and economy with CO2 lies, Bill Gates changes his mind on climate change. Now it won't kill humanity off. The world isn't ending. Now he's on another trip about helping the poor. What, taking our money and distribution to everyone? Like, spread the wealth because Bill says so. He needs to just go away. Well said, Mary in Butte. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for the message. You know, it's so interesting, too. It's because, so, I mean, I was going to go through. There's a couple more things I want to talk about here with Bill Gates changing his tune significantly on global warming. But it is, there's part of a bigger picture here going on. And Mary kind of touches on it when she says, Bill Gates just changing his mind on climate change. I don't know if he's really changing his mind as much as this is sort of, I think, just them recognizing the reality, which is the American people can think for themselves on a lot of these issues. And you're seeing this real change in, I think, the political parties finally recognizing that the people are informed on global warming. The people know what they're talking about, and we do not believe it. We do not buy it. We recognize, all of us that have studied this issue, we recognize that it was a political movement and a political tool from the very beginning. And it's just so now that all of the data refutes everything they've been saying, now that they know that they've lost politically, you know, now they're changing their tune. And you know, they change it from global warming to climate change, et cetera, et cetera. But now they're even going so far as to say, move away from this whole idea that we're all going to die. This is a catastrophe. The earth is going to become unlivable. Because if you believe that, then, you know, almost anything becomes appropriate to do in response to that. I mean, if we're all going to die from global warming in 10 years, then yeah, let's take drastic action. Let's destroy the economy, you know, destroy all of our freedom. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily ever agree to give up my freedom or constitutional freedoms, even if the alternative was death. I mean, there's a lot of American heroes, a Patrick Henry, give me freedom or give me death. I mean, people are willing to die for their freedoms. So if we're going to die from global warming, it's like, look, maybe I'd be okay with raising taxes or, you know, slowing the economy down if we're really all going to die, you know, but we're not. And even Bill Gates and the Democrats are now admitting it. This is not a catastrophe. And frankly, there's actually a lot of benefits to increasing CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere. It's literally plant food. Plants grow better. It's called the greening of the world. But the funny thing is to hear these people, these climate zealots like Bill Gates and the rest of them, now sounding and saying the exact same thing people like me and people like Bjorn Lomberg have been saying for a long time. You know, and it's like I came on the Montana Talks radio show years and years ago and said the very thing that Bill Gates is now saying and that the climate alarmists are now saying. And I got called out by probably from Ken in Great Falls for, oh, you don't listen to the scientists and you're a nut job. It's like, okay, well, you know. Here it is. Now Bill Gates and the climate alarmists are even agreeing with me and Bjorn Lomberg. So now it's like, okay, so now when I say something and the Kens in Great Falls or anybody else call in and say, hey, you're totally off base, you're totally wrong, you listen to the scientists, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, you know, the last time I kind of stuck to my gut on this one and stuck to my own, you know, thoughts and research, and it turned out I was right. And Bill Gates confirmed it here in October, November 2025. Bjorn Lomberg has been arguing for years that warming temperatures are a reality. Of course, the reality is we don't need to know and we don't necessarily know why temperatures go up and down. Lots of people say it's the sun. Lots of people, you know, that there are ocean currents that operate on 1,000 plus, 2,000 plus year cycles that we don't fully understand. There are movements within currents in the ocean that take thousands of years to process, to complete, and to change. Those impacted, of course, the sun has its own seasons and changes. The Earth's rotation and axis changes over time. There's obviously a bunch of domestic forces on climate and the weather we don't necessarily understand. But setting aside all of the reasons or the causes or anything like that, the mere fact is that temperatures have risen. And what the climate skeptics have also long argued is that the best way to deal with this, the best way to deal with a changing climate, and this is whether the temperature's rising, whether the temperature's dropping, whether the temperature's staying the same, but, you know, precipitation is going up or going down. Different changes in the atmosphere and the climate are always best dealt with through innovation, adaptation, and policies that continue to spread economic growth and prosperity. And this is always particularly true for poor countries around the world. I mean, I always found it absolutely indefensible that these rich Democrats here in the United States would tell some country in Africa or Asia or South America that, hey, no, you can't have SUVs, you can't have power plants, when literally power plants and vehicles and natural resource development are the best ways to help those people in those other countries. Mr. Gates now says, quote, although climate change will hurt poor people more than anyone else, for the vast majority of them, it will not be the only or even the biggest threat. The biggest problems are poverty and disease, just as they have always been. So now all of a sudden, poverty is the problem for poor people around the world. Huh? It's not global warming. Well, good job, Bill Gates, finally realizing that poverty and disease are a bigger problem for the world's poor than global warming, man-made global warming. And it's like, this is something that people like me and Bjorn Lomberg have been saying for a long time. If you look at these other countries, the best thing that could happen to them would be to get a fossil fuel-generated power plant. Health problems related to poverty kill about 8 million people a year. And about 500,000 people a year die from excessive heat. Bill Gates is now saying, surprisingly, excessive cold is far deadlier. 10 times as many people die from the cold than from the heat worldwide every year. And again, this is stuff that like me and Aaron Flint or anybody else would have been bringing up over the past 5 to 10 years. We would always say, it's like, look, you guys are obsessed about global warming. But look at the actual data. 10 times as many people die from the cold as they do from the warming. And we would get called conspiracy theorists and get criticized, roundly criticized, all these things. And yet now you've got the leader of the climate nut jobs, Bill Gates, even admitting excessive cold is far, far deadlier than excessive heat, killing 10 times more people. Bill Gates has now even admitted that using more energy is a good thing because that means economic growth. Bill Gates admits that these wealthy Western leftists have pushed to keep fossil fuels in the ground. But this is what he says, quote, this pressure has had almost zero impact on global emissions, but it has made it harder for low-income countries to get low-interest loans for power plants that would bring reliable electricity to their home, schools, and health clinics. So you leftist Democrat activists out there who hate fossil fuels and want to prevent fossil fuel development and want to prevent economic development and economic growth, and you want to prevent people from using energy. Not only do you want to prevent Americans from using energy, but you actually want to prevent the world's poor from using energy. I don't know how these Democrats can sleep at night, spending their days in their rich, wealthy countries, and they're all comfortable and happy here, spending their day and their time and their efforts trying to prevent the world's poor from having fossil fuel power plants. I mean, that is some pretty grotesque stuff, especially considering how bad the world's poor really has it. But now, and again, I literally have made this argument years and years and years ago, which is like not only should we not be trying to prevent the world's poor from having fossil fuel power plants, our number one effort to help the world's poor should be to get them some fossil fuel power plants, because you get some of these folks some electricity, it goes a long way to reducing their suffering. And you know, when it comes to these the government food stamp shutdown and all that, or when it comes to this, these Democrats, they don't actually care about the poorest of the poor.
This is where Montana talks ag. With Lane Nordland.
This weekend, Angus Convention 2025 was held in Kansas City, Missouri. And Angus producers from far and wide gathered to elect board members to help lead the organization into the future. 10 Angus breeders ran for 5 seats on the association's board of directors. Re-elected for a second and final term were Art Butler of Idaho, Alameda, Missouri, Rob Adams of Alabama, Henry Bryan Smith of Kentucky, and Roger Wan of Oklahoma. Spitty Lamb of Georgia was elected treasurer. Jim Brinkley, Missouri president, and Montana's Darrell Stevenson as vice president.
Excited about the opportunities that we have moving forward and just being able to contribute in a small way to that. My family for three generations has made 100% of our living from this breed of cattle, and we're all going to do everything we can to improve it for the next generation.
Again, that was Mr. Darrell Stevenson of Stevenson Down T. Angus, based out of White Sulphur Springs, Montana. Now, Darrell's family has a long tradition in the Angus business with the longest-running Angus production bull sale in the nation. He will serve as vice president this year and plans to run for president at next year's convention, which will take place in Louisville, Kentucky. That's all for today. I'm Lane Norton.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Got a couple of messages here. Cameron in Billings says, appealing to authority is a fallacy, question mark. Why, question mark? If you have an expert on a subject, shouldn't their input be taken into account? Appealing to authority is a fallacy, question. Yes, it is. It's one of the classics. Why, Cameron? An appeal to authority is a classic logical fallacy because it asserts that a claim is true simply because an authority figure said it, not because of evidence and logical reasoning. So if you actually want to make an argument and not rely on just clear-cut, blatant logical fallacies, you need to use evidence and logic. If you're just saying, oh, it's true just because somebody said it, that's called a logical fallacy. It's an appeal to authority. If you don't know about logical fallacies, you know, you can take Philosophy 101 or whatever it is at the University of Montana. That's where I first learned about logical fallacies in a whatever 100-level philosophy class at the U. Robert in Belgrade says, I do not believe in global warming. Why is giving someone a lot of money going to stop global warming? I agree with you, Robert. And not only is just giving Democrats money and power going to stop global warming, it's also very good evidence that what they're saying is not true. Because when somebody tells you, hey, here's the problem, the solution is to give me money and power, that ought to throw up a red flag. Is this person really telling me the truth? It seems very just, what a coincidence that this person is telling me that there's this problem, and then they're also telling me that the solution is to give them all my money and give them a bunch of power. That's a red flag. Typically, when somebody is telling you that a solution to a problem is to give them money and power, they've got something that's called a conflict of interest on that issue. And so very, very good point, Robert. Gary in the Heights says Barack is campaigning for Virginia to keep their seats. The people are like sheep and are going to just accept it. Yeah, Gary, I looked up the Virginia elections, and you're right. This is there's a big deal here going on in the Virginia elections. Apparently, according to an opinion piece in The Hill, some people are saying that the New Jersey and the Virginia elections can make or break the Democrat Party's future. You know what I find so disturbing is how these Democrats are standing behind the commie mom Donnie and some of these other radicals. I mean, Gavin Newsom was on Meet the Press this Sunday. And by the way, do not watch Meet the Press. Do not watch Face the Nation. Do not watch, you know, ABC This Week. All of those Sunday shows have become such garbage. And in fact, Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation actually asked Hakeem Jeffries a tough question. And then everybody started blaming it on the fact that there was some change in corporate ownership over there. But the reality is they never really do it. They never really ask tough questions of Democrats, and it's just so, so painful. But I'll sometimes do it just so that you guys don't have to. Cameron in Billings says, so what happens to the exhaust from Blank Industries? Those chemicals have to go somewhere, right? Well, CO2 is not a chemical. Matt in Columbia Falls says it's not pollution either. Matt in Columbia Falls says, the point that is always missing in every talk about climate change is the shifting of the magnetic poles. It's a rapidly changing and evolving process that changes the density of land and water masses at our coldest points on the Earth, which absolutely drives an impact on the overall climate of the world, not to mention North America is increasingly accelerating on its path towards the equator, which makes North America as a continent much warmer. Well said, Matt in Columbia Falls. That's another factor into our climate that definitely plays into it that nobody ever talks about. So Wall Street Journal editorial piece, let me just let me finish up this this piece. This is a hard slap of reality from a source that these climate nut jobs can't easily ignore. You can't ignore the fact when Bill Gates comes out and says, oh, yeah, global warming is not that big of a deal. It's not a catastrophe. And we ought to give people more energy and let them use it. And we ought to stop pressuring to try to end, fossil fuels. And by the way, excessive cold kills 10 times more people than excessive heat. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If Bill Gates can dissent from the Armageddon orthodoxy, maybe Facebook won't censor our op-eds in the future. So, again, that's what the, I read some of these articles in these news articles, and especially when it comes to, like, the government shutdown and Democrats, and you start to feel like you're getting gaslit. Like, am I going crazy? Because This is what is so frustrating for a lot of us conservatives when we start to feel like the media and the Democrats are intentionally gaslighting us. So they will, the media and big tech and the Democrats, all basically left-wingers, a lot of them, they'll censor us and they'll literally take people like me and Aaron and even the Wall Street Journal editorial board. And then they'll take us off of the internet. They'll censor us. They'll do cancel culture on us. And then like a couple of years later, the Democrats will say the exact same thing. And it's just like nobody ever wants to address the change. Nobody ever wants to, you know, be open about what's really going on here. And it starts to make you feel insane. It's like how can Bill Gates be publishing this article, this letter about global warming not being that big of a deal and how we ought to focus on other things and how we ought to stop pressuring against fossil fuels and how we ought to focus on excessive cold instead. When that same type of stuff got us banned online a couple of years ago. It really is nuts. And then it's the same with, like, this government shutdown and the food stamps. So the Democrats shut the government down, and then now the Democrats are having, like, protests against Trump not doing this or Gianforte not doing that. And it's like, what planet are you guys on? Instead of pressuring Trump to use some alternative fund or pressing Gianforte to use state funds that can't be used for federal programs, instead of focusing all your time on that, Democrats, and they're having some, like, die-in, quote-unquote, in Missoula. I don't even know what that is. I mean, these Democrats are so weird. They're going to have a die-in. Anybody know what that is? If anybody knows what a die-in when these leftist activists on the Missoula campus start going, please, write in. Tell me what is a die-in? But that they're doing all of this stuff in Missoula. You got all this stuff about these federal court cases about Trump trying to use some other alternative fund to pay for SNAP. I saw there's some Democrat legislators that are trying to say Governor Gianforte should be using our state dollars to pay for these federal programs that are not getting paid. And I'm just sitting here thinking, this is because of the Democrats. It's Chuck Schumer and the rest of the senators, and they're the ones that haven't reopened the government. So it's like they shut the government down, and now they're protesting the government shutdown. It's like, what are you guys doing? It starts to make you feel crazy. The Democrats shut the government down, and now the Democrats are protesting the government shutdown? And it's the same with the global warming stuff. It's like, they were censoring us and banning us for saying these things. And now the Bill Gates of the world and the rest of these left-wing Democrats are out there saying the exact same thing. And there's not a single bit of recognition that these are the types of things that got conservatives banned a year ago. It makes you feel crazy. And it makes me frustrated, to put it lightly. Here's the last paragraph in the Wall Street Journal editorial. He calls for investments in innovation with the vision for a world in which almost all new cars will be electric and clean cement and steel displace today's materials. But give the billionaire credit for also urging an intellectual climate change at COP30. That's what we need, the intellectual climate change on the left. As Mr. Gates calls it, a, quote, strategic pivot. Prioritize the things that have the greatest impact on human welfare, unquote. Imagine that. Wall Street Journal closes. Imagine that. Wow. Who would have thought? Huh? Maybe we should focus on things that actually impact the welfare of humanity. These Democrats and left-wingers have wasted how much time and energy and resources and focus and effort on man-made global warming, and it's done zero benefit to the world's poor. It really, and so did I. I mean, it's just, you could chalk it up and say, wow, wait, wow, maybe Bill Gates finally realized that the conservatives have been right about global warming all these years. Do you really think that? Or is it, does Bill Gates finally realize that, you know, everything he's doing on global warming actually doesn't help the world's poor? And, you know, actually, he really does care about the world's poor. So now he wants to help build, you know, natural gas and coal-fired power plants in Africa and Asia. No, 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 no. To me, this is it's political. And you know, it's a reality of where people are at in the United States on these issues. And you know, whether it becomes that issue or I've got another another story here about the amount of young people claiming gender identity first exploded. Now it's receding. And so, again, you talk about conservatives have been saying that the youth transgender percentages were driven by social contagion and a lot of other things. The Democrats, meanwhile, say, oh, it's 100% biological. They're born that way. They're born in the wrong body. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, now our culture changes a little bit, and now you see those percentages going way down. What does that kind of tell you? All right, we got some more messages here. One from Matt in Columbia Falls. We got one from Brian in Billings. Another one from Cameron Billings. Thank you, guys. Keep them coming in. I'll read all three of those. We'll get to those right after this break. And one more segment after this. So get that message or call in now, 406-294-0970. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
With National Fire Prevention.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint here. Cameron and Billion says CO2 is the only exhaust? No, I didn't say CO2 is the only exhaust, but it's the only one Democrats seem to care about. Got a message from Brian in Billings. This one warms my heart. 3 years ago, you recommended a book by Michael Schellenberger, Why Climate... Oh, my goodness. Okay, 3 years ago, you recommended a book by Michael Schellenberger, Why Climate Alarmism Hurts Us All. It was one of the best books on the matter I've read. This is old news that Bill Gates is bringing up. Yes, thank you for that, Brian. And I do remember talking about that book by Michael Schellenberger. I think Michael Schellenberger was one of the more credible voices pushing back against the climate alarmism stuff, just because he had spent 30 years in the environmental activist community, you know, being an environmental activist, you know, believing strongly in protecting the environment. And that's what's so funny, too, about this is like, and I know most of you listeners out there agree with me on this man-made global warming stuff. But you know what's so funny about it is you and I, we actually care more about the environment and do more about the environment than any of these leftist liberals, especially the ones in big cities. You and I are the ones that are interested in preserving our forests and our national forests and our national parks here and making sure that our streams have clean water in them and we have clean air, et cetera. But this whole man-made CO2 thing, the solution was never actually to benefit our environment here or, frankly, the worldwide environment. The solution was always just give Democrats more power. But yeah, that Michael Schellenberger, you know, it just makes me so happy that you guys would listen and you know, Brian, that you'd actually read that book and stuff. And it's funny, I read a lot of books, even though I spend my days, you know, my job involves a lot of reading. I still enjoy reading books. And it's so funny to me because, like, for example, online, I'll be debating people on Twitter or on Twitch, or what have you, and a lot of these Democrats and leftists that I'm debating will I'll say something and they'll be like, oh, that's just not true, and I'm like, actually that is, like, I've read, like, here's the citation, here's a book. And of course they never have citations that are to books. Their citations are to the New York Times or the LA Times, and sort of that's a big part of the scam as well. And, you know, of course the academic publishing industry is in on a lot of this stuff too. And, you know, there's some articles out there that talk about how many problems we have in a lot of our professional publications and in the academic publications. And some people have even played games and gotten fake studies published and things like that. So, you know, there is no substitute for people using your own brain, doing your own research. One of my favorite things about being as highly educated as I am and having a law degree and getting a college degree and stuff is I'll be the first one to tell you that a lot of this stuff they're teaching in colleges and law schools and things like that is just not true. You've got radical activists as professors a lot of times, but also just to encourage people to think for themselves, do your own research. A lot of what you find in quote unquote in studies or published in the New York Times, it's just not true. And so you've got to think for yourself. You've got to come up with your own conclusions on a lot of this stuff. So we'll have, it's amazing. You can almost go, ended up spending almost a full 9 o'clock hour talking on some of this global warming stuff. Did not mean to do that, but you know, you get going on it and there's a lot there. And so, wanted to highlight a couple of things here from the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Glacier National Park, the number one vacation destination in the U.S. in 2025, according to U.S. News. Yellowstone National Park, number two. So literally, the national parks in Montana, the number one and number two vacation destinations in the United States in 2025. Maui in Hawaii was number three. The Grand Canyon was number four. Magazine asked travelers and travel editors for their opinions on determining their choices. 4 million people visiting every year. Yellowstone is the main attractions. Are geysers, but also just as popular is the abundance of wildlife. It's hard to see everything in even a 2 or 3 day visit, but it advises they can always come back. So just continuing amazing numbers from Yellowstone and Glacier National Park. The property tax thing that's going on in this state right now is such a disaster. It's just hilarious to me. A bunch of doctors and lawyers are getting massive property tax cuts. At the same time, the renters in this state are going to see their rents go up. This also is in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Renters in multi-tenant properties in Montana are most likely to face increases in rent. And everybody says this is a mistake. And I know a lot of these legislators are out there saying, oh, this was a mistake in the property. It's not a mistake. You guys knew that you guys were shifting the tax burden from residences to commercial. And you knew that apartment buildings were included in commercial. And you knew that the owners of apartment buildings, what do when their taxes, property tax go up? They raise rent. And frankly, they ought to be providing their renters notice that, hey, the only reason we're raising your rent is because the state and the county and the city can't control their spending and can't get this property tax situation fixed. But the idea that doctors and lawyers in the state are getting huge property tax cuts, meanwhile the renters in apartment buildings are going to have to pay higher rents to offset higher taxes on them, kind of tells you everything you need to know. Now, me personally, you all know this. I don't think we have a taxing issue. I don't care. We don't need to fiddle with the taxes and this rate and that rate and move this. We need to cut spending at every level, the city, the county, the state. If they could just cut spending, a lot of this problem would fix itself. I'll be back tomorrow, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Local is